wait a minute, my favorite show from the 80s can help me grow my email list? Do tell, Kate.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, super friends and action takers. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, and you are listening to episode number 4 of Inbox Besties, which is also the 4th episode in our Launch Your List Free Bootcamp series. And if you have missed any of the episodes up to this, you can always head on over to katedoster.com/list bootcamp to get access to all of the podcast episodes when they're available. Very fancy. Before we dive into today, your proven plan for getting 517 subscribers to join your email list, I have to warn you, this is going to be a double length episode. Now, we are going to be covering some foundational topics such as what are you actually going to be talking about and who your ideal subscriber is. Now, if you already have that stuff nailed down, you can go ahead and skip to just about the 6-minute mark in this episode to keep things moving. But before then, head on over to katedoster.com/4 so you can actually get the special download that I created for this particular episode, since it is a big one and we are covering some really foundational stuff. Now, if you listened to episode 1 and episode 3, you know that I really don't like the term list. I like to think of it as a community. And if you really wanted to have like 1,000 email subscribers in the next, 3 minutes, you could go ahead and say you're giving away an iPod to anyone who will fork over their email address. Or you can do that katedosterissupercool1@gmail.com trick and just keep on going till you're at 1,000. No, this proven plan is to get you engaged, raving fan type subscribers and community members. We are not letting just any riffraff in on your list. We are looking to zero in on people that would be the best potential readers, clients, customers, students, and honestly, the people that will just shout our praises to everyone who will listen to us. While they might not ever give you a dime, you can probably trace them back to a couple sales, if not a lot, because all over social media, they're sharing your stuff. Like, I don't know, this latest episode of Inbox Besties, when they go ahead and hit that little double share button at the bottom of their podcast player. Who's to say? Maybe you are one of the unsung heroes for Kate Doster over here. Probably wondering, like, how long is this actually going to take? Now, if you are starting at sub-zero, meaning you do not have any social media profiles, you do not have a blog, you've got Bubkiss, then you are probably looking at anywhere between, I'd say about 60 days, honestly, to get these people closer to 90. Now, if you have been blogging for a while, maybe you've been doing a podcast or YouTube show, but you just haven't really focused on growing your email list, this process will come rather quickly. So just give yourself a little bit of slack. Now, with that in mind, talking about foundations, you are going to need a couple of things before we even dive into step number 1. And that is, you're going to need to know what general topic or industry you're going to be talking about. Broad strokes here. And I know that there's an audible gasp from all my multi-personate people. They're like a million gajillion things. So for all those million gajillion multi-passionate people out there, take out a sheet of paper. Write down the top 3 things that really light your fire right now. And think of the ones like long-term that are like your old standbys. Put them on a list. I want you to sit down and come up with 20, minimum 20 blog posts or podcast ideas that you could have to talk about this topic. If you cannot come up with 20 or it is painstaking, cross it off your list. We're not going to do it. Move on to the next one. Now, if both of which you just flew right through and you're like, this is fantastic, I need you to really listen to yourself here and pick one that you're going to focus on for the next 8 weeks, which you can totally do, right? Now, the second bit of pre-work that is so unbelievably necessary, overlooked, is because this isn't just a list, this is a community. You need to have a velvet rope policy. And that is, we just don't want to attract and let in any type of riffraff. We are really looking for people that we can help, people that will sing our praises, as we've talked about earlier. So because of that, I want you to actually think about who your ideal community member would be. Now, say you're in the health coach field and you're like, but I can help everybody lose weight and live their best possible lives ever. I want you to think about if you actually set up a store on Main Street and three people knocked on your door. A mother who gained 40 pounds after having twins and can't lose the weight. A 55-year-old man who just had a heart attack because he is a smoker and loves cheeseburgers. Or a 62-year-old woman who has been an athlete her entire life, but now that she's getting up in years, she's starting to feel the wear and tear, but she still wants to be active. So I'm sure one of those people would have lit your fire a lot more than the other two. So that's going to be the person that we are going to be focused on attracting. Now, if you decided on the post-pregnancy mom, but say that woman in her 60s ends up following you, well, that's awesome. That's great. So now that we know exactly who we are allowing on our email list and what topic we are going to be talking about, it's time to actually dive in to your plan to getting your first 517 email subscribers. Now you might be wondering, about how long will this take? Well, honestly, you can get your first 50 today, even more so. Now, when it comes to growing your email list, you're going to want to focus on the four C's, and that is going to be your contacts, collaborations, cash, and content. Now, we are not going to talk about cash in this particular episode. We will have future episodes talking all about Facebook ads and promoted pins and all of that sort of stuff. But the three that we are really going to be focusing on are your connections, building collaborations, and of course, content. So let's go ahead and actually get your first 100 subscribers in the next 24 hours. And what we're going to do is we're going to utilize that patented 80s show that we all know and love. Yes, it is the Golden Girls, and we are going to be getting a little help from our friends. Ooh la la, right? What you're going to do is very simple. If you're on your phone right now, I want you to text the last person that you texted and tell them, hey, I am starting a weekly email newsletter list about this. Do you want in? Now, even if you have an established business, I dare you to actually do this step, because there might be some people in your inner circle or your normal life, I'm saying in quotations, that could actually really be interested or know people who could help you out. Now, if you head over to katedoster.com/4 or click the link in the show notes, they're clickable, you will be able to access the free guide that I have with this episode that gives you a couple of scripts that you can use. Now, I don't want you to cut and paste these verbatim, and I really do want you to make them personalized, because we've all gotten those invitations to like join Beachbody or go to like some stretch pants party or something of that nature, where it's like, dude, you clearly just want my money. Like, you sent this to everyone. You're choking me with your exclamation points. So don't do this, because my method of marketing is simple. It's treat people like people. Hint, one of my first two emails, I tell you, I am going to send you sales emails, because you're an adult. So you need to know. Head over to katedoster.com/courses. If you want to see some of the great stuff I have that's paid. So now that you do this, I want to challenge you to do at least 20 of these. And the reason why I say 20 is the first five are nerve-wracking. You're like, oh my God, what if they're going to hate me? They're going to say that I suck. And you'll find out that it sort of goes like this. Three people will reply back and say yes. One person will ignore you and one person might say no. Although honestly, usually it's more like three of them say yes and two just ignore you. Very rarely will you ever get somebody that says no. They usually just ignore you. So after you've done this with all of your close contacts, now you're going to head on over to Facebook land. And before you get the idea of like, yes, I'm going to spam every single one of my 722 friends, because the people that I went to college with 15 years ago definitely want to know about my mindfulness blog now. Don't. What you're going to do is head on up to that little like scroll bar at the top of the search section, and you're going to search friends that are interested in, and then whatever your topic is or any influencers in that space. So let's take mindfulness, for example. So you could search for friends who are into meditation, friends who are into yoga, friends who are into Big Magic or Elizabeth Gilbert. Because remember, you spent time to really cultivate who you want in your community, so you know the type of stuff that they're already reading. And then you are going to reach out to every single one of those people with a private message and say, hey, I noticed that you also are madly in love with Elizabeth Gilbert like I am. And I just want to let you know that I've actually been really practicing mindfulness myself, and I've created my own weekly newsletter. Would you be interested in getting it? It's completely free. They'll say yes, ask them for their email address, and then manually add them to your email service provider. And if you head over to katedoster.com/4, I will have tutorials on how you could do that for ActiveCampaign and for MailerLite, because those are the two that I like. So after we've done all of this, now we can actually focus on another C, which is content. Now, this one is a bit more extensive, and it's probably the one that you actually love doing the best because I know that you are hella creative. Even if you're not making paintings, you really do love talking about your zone of geekdom topic that you picked at the beginning of the episode. So content comes in a couple of different forms, but the first thing that I really need to do is create a freebie or lead magnet. Now, if you listen to episode 2, which there is a link to that episode in the show notes, Jargon Soup, we tell you that a freebie or a lead magnet or an opt-in gift or an opt-in bribe, they're all the same thing. And that is a free piece of content that people can only get if they give you their email address. So I know that you have been a victim of the SF, the, I can't swear here, we'll just call it the poopy freebie, where like people are like, oh, the 8 steps to grow a 6-figure business, or be a Facebook ads ninja with this quick video, and then it's absolute and utter garbage. So I know that since you are an over-deliverer and you are passionate and this is your zone of geekdom, that you want to drown people in content, in love, and make this like knock their socks off, like their wallets bust open and they barely know their own name because it's so valuable. Take a deep breath. I love you. And I really appreciate you for that. I do. But we don't want to overwhelm people because we don't want to turn the fire hose of value on at them. We want to make sure that they're getting it sipped at their level. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to follow a framework that I have, which is called, ironically, not really, the free framework. And the free framework goes like this. The first F, it needs to focus on a result. R, it needs to relate to a paid offer, service, or product that you have or plan on offering. Because remember, we're growing an email list to not only serve, but to sell. And we'll talk more about that when we get to it. E, it needs to eliminate an excuse. Now, this is the biggest thing that people do not do, and it is the simplest way to make everyone else's freebie, even if you're in a super crowded, overpopulated niche and area, completely and utterly irrelevant. And then, of course, there's the last E, and that is, it's got to excite people. Yeah, no one is buying a carrot, they're buying carrot cake. And we'll talk a little bit more about how you can sneak in their vegetables in their delicious treats in a minute. So let's get back to focuses on a result. So nobody wants to be in our email list or get updates or discounts or even hear about your latest blog post. It's just not it. People are searching for you for relief, for fun, for entertainment, for information, to lose weight so that way they can hang out with their kids more so they can fit in their pants. They do not necessarily care about you yet at this stage of the game. So we need to make sure that this freebie will solve a very, very specific problem that they're complaining about. So you cannot tell people how to live their best life ever in one PDF. It makes no sense whatsoever at all. Sorry, life coaches, it doesn't. So what you want to do is instead focus on one tiny little area that you can give them a very specific result on, but you want to make it something that they find really sexy, hint that exciting. So let's go ahead and make a freebie. Say that we have decided that we want to stick with that post-pregnancy mom and we're going to help her eat better. So rather than just like 5 tips for eating better, which she probably thinks is like, oh, they want me to drink more water and eat vegetables. Yeah, like I got that. What you're going to do is you're going to actually bust the excuse, see how all of these things formulate. And don't worry, if you need the visual, it's at katedoster.com/4. Is we are going to eliminate the excuse of she doesn't have any time and that she's too tired to cook. Because what you're going to do before you create this or any freebie or course or program, you are going to want to list out at least 50, I'm making you work for it, excuses, objections, concerns, yeah buts, myths, never, I can't, or honestly, it's like social and religious beliefs that might be standing in their way and mental blocks of actually accomplishing what they claim they want to do. Trust me, once you start getting going on this, this list is like gold. I should put in my theme music. I'm going to. It's gold. Okay, so we have decided to zero in on that mom, and we are going to actually put together a meal plan that has a shopping list, that has recipes, that have very small ingredients. So we can call it like the fast five. So five dinner meals that will feed a family of five for under $25 and takes 25 minutes or less to cook. Now, you can go very, very specific on this, and that's going to solve for one problem of what do I feed my family for dinner that's healthy, that they'll eat, that's cheap, that doesn't take a while. Perhaps you could maybe focus on the baby bulge. So six exercises you can do in 3 minutes a day to eliminate your baby bump bulge. See, and it's got a little alliteration. So it's pretty funness. And that's the sort of thing that you need to be thinking about with your freebies. No more generic bull crap. Because when that mom gets the results or her pants are starting to feel a little bit better, she's going to then come to you for how do I get sexier arms and how to eat better and what should I put in green smoothies. You see how this works? And if you go to katedoster.com/freebies, and there's a link in the show notes, I actually have a free course completely dedicated to creating freebies that sell and serve, where we dive way deeper into this than this particular episode. And it comes with a checklist and tells you how to name stuff and how to actually pick out the one objection that you really need to be tackling. Because it's not always time and money, although it's always nice if you can eliminate those bad boys at the end. So what format should you use for this? I would say, especially at the beginning, stick with what you can do. So if you have no idea how to create audios or videos, have no screen capture stuff, you have no idea how to edit, you can't make slides to save your life, and you hate talking on film, well, you know what? You're going to head over to canva.com. You're going to use one of their book templates or even Google Slides, and I'll include links to this in the show notes as well. And you're going to create a simple PDF that solves a very, very specific problem. Remember, we're not trying to make her the healthiest mom ever or happy life as a new mom. It's how to squeeze and exercise when you've got no energy. See? What we're going to do after we have this freebie, you want to go ahead and email everyone that you just added onto your list that was your friends and family, and even friends of friends if they said, hey, I'll totally share it with my friends. And you're just going to email them out, regular broadcast email. Again, go to the show notes for the link to get the little mini course on ActiveCampaign or MailerLite to help you set that up. Then you are going to now make sure that, and this, I still consider this content, that your website and the social media handles that you actually have are all optimized to get people to get this freebie. And in the guide that I have with this show, don't worry, I have a whole checklist so you will not miss anything. So what you're going to want to do with this freebie once you have it is you're going to create something called a landing page. Now, MailerLite comes with beautiful ones. They're completely for free. ActiveCampaign, I can't lie to you, kind of dropped the ball. So you're going to need like a lead pages or even check on your own website. A lot of website themes now will allow you to take out the navigation, or at the very least, it will allow you to eliminate the sidebar. And we're going to create a landing page. And if you remember from episode 2, Jargon Soup, a landing page is basically just a web page that has nothing else on it besides a headline, some bullet points about why your thing is super awesome, and then that call to action button, or like the actual opt-in form so people can give you their name and email address. So keep this really simple. So we're going to have an entire episode dedicated to landing pages that convert. But for now, I just want you to keep it very simple. Just three benefits. So what are they going to be able to do? So with that exercise, we're going to get flatter abs faster. They don't have to do, say, sit-ups, because again, that could be an excuse that people have. So we're going to address that right on the landing page. And three, they are C-section approved, because maybe that was a big thing that you noticed when you were hanging out with your ideal clients, either in Facebook groups or in forums, that a lot of the C-section moms were afraid of doing ab exercises because they hurt, or like they thought their guts were going to fall out. Hashtag, that was totally me. So keep those things in mind. You're going to address just three of those things right on your landing page, and then your call to action button is just going to be like a heck yeah, or I totally want that, or yeah, let's lose that belly fat, something really encouraging them, and then they can put in their name and email address. Simple, right? So what you're going to do once you have that landing page, and try to make the URL, so the actual link name, something that is very simple to remember. So it could be like your website slash freebie or belly guide, something that you could say on a podcast. I'm getting ahead of myself, for a live stream, spoiler alert. So that way it's easy to remember and it doesn't look funky. So keep it simple there. And now I want to keep everything simple again, and we are going to focus on one social media platform to be what I call your hero platform. That's the one where you're going to spend every single minute that you have extra on. It's the one where you're going to be most active. It's the one where you're going to feature your content the most. Now, I know, especially when you're first starting out, you're like, oh my goodness, do I want to be on Twitter and Snapchat and Pinterest and Facebook? And I got to do Facebook Lives. And I need to be in Facebook groups and like blah, blah, blah. And you're just, your mind goes out of control. And so you end up with a little bit of followers here and there, but no substantial group. It's like you kind of build everything to like 200, but like nothing gets past that 1,000 mark. So that's not what you're going to want to do. So when picking your hero platform, and that's the one that you're going to be focusing all of your energy on for the next 30 days, and then everything else, you can kind of see if you can repurpose it on there. And hang on tight, I can tell you where you can get a free guide on repurposing for a second. Is you're going to want to pick the platform where your ideal subscriber hang out the most. So if I am targeting other bloggers or writers or journalists, then I'm going to hang out on Twitter because that's where they're all hanging out and having fun. So that is where I'm going to make sure I'm not only displaying my content, but that I'm interacting. I'm in Twitter chats. I'm just straight up messaging people and being like, hey, what's up? Or, oh, I like this blog post. If your people are more Facebook, like you notice they're in Facebook groups, then you're going to want to make sure that you spend all of your time dedicated to your Facebook business page. If you are a blogger and you just love to write, write, and write, and you're very, very visual, well, then you're going to want to focus on Pinterest, which is actually a huge driver of traffic to my website. And if you head over to katedosser.com/lifesavers, there's a link in the show notes. I'll let you know my two favorite tools for Pinterest. So that is what you are going to do, is really build your social media presence on those platforms. And in a couple of weeks, we are going to be having an episode with the creator of the Social Launch Podcast herself, Leslie, where we're going to be talking a little bit more about social media platforms. So what you're going to do after you've decided where your ideal client legitimately hangs out, not the one that you like the best per se, but where they are already at and where it makes sense, that's where you're going to be focusing all of your energy. And don't worry, when you head over to katedosser.com/4 and download the free guide that accompanies this episode, I will give you a checklist so you remember to update everything. You will be fine. Now, that bonus guide that I was telling you about repurposing for community and cash, you can only get if you are a member of the Super Friends Secret Entrepreneurial Layer Mastermind community. So head on over to katedosser.com/group. Once you get accepted to join, it'll be over there sitting for you in the file section. And that is how I show you how to basically turn a weekly Facebook live show into a content and community pumping machine with scripts, with checklists. It is a fantastic guide, but it's only available exclusively to the Super Friends Secret Entrepreneurial Layer community members. Ooh la la, right? Very fancy. So now that you have your social media platform, you're going to kind of notice there might be some tumbleweeds because you've only got like 50 people on here. So the way that we are going to get in front of new people without having to dip into our pockets yet, and I'm not against advertising, but yet, is we are going to work on our last C of this episode, and that is contributing. So what you are going to do, and write this down, like this is you're allowed to do this in this only. You got to get over yourself. You're going to pitch guest blog posts. You're going to pitch podcasts so you can be guests. And when you're feeling really ballsy and really, really want to explode your email list and get here faster, you're going to propose tag team webinars. So tag team webinars are when you team up with another blogger or business owner that's very complementary but not competing. So since I talk about email marketing, it makes sense that I would be besties with social media peoples, with graphic designers, people of that nature, because we have very complementary services, but we're not going to step on each other's toes. pose. So what you would just do is you would have a free masterclass where you could actually dive in really deep into, say, that freebie you created. You could expand on it more, just talk about them, maybe have a Q&A. And the way that they get on your email list is that they have to sign up to your email list to get access to that live masterclass. Super fun, right? Now, I love, love, love me some webinars, even though I am known for email marketing. The way that you are really going to make those podcasts and blog posts really, really work for you is you're going to make sure that you're only pitching topics to those other blogs that have to do with your freebie. Or guess what? You can create one other freebie that you take walking around, as I like to say. So see that you wanted to stick with that meal plan. You are going to go and pitch mommy blogs or health and wellness blogs. You're always going to point them back to your meal planner. So you could talk of like 4 places to buy organic foods for cheap, 3 utensils that every new mom needs to have to save them time and money in the kitchen. And you could just go on a myriad of different topics. 3 things you should never eat if you've just given birth. You can sort of see all of those things that directly lead in to that meal plan that you've created. Now, every single place I've ever blog post will let you link to it at the minimum in your bio. So you need to make sure that you have some very tantalizing sentences telling people why they need to get your free meal planning gift. The other thing, and this is why we wanted it to be very like sayable, if you will, was I personally like to pitch podcasts because I am more of a talker, even though I did get paid to quote sling sentences, as my mentor April Beverly would say, for cash. I really didn't enjoy writing blog posts. I like talking about this stuff. So I make a goal, and your goal is that you need to be pitching at least 3 guest blog posts or 3 podcasts every single week. Now, that's not going to say everyone's going to say yes. And the reason why a podcast is I can talk about the same thing all the time. No one cares. You link to the nice freebie. But with blog posts, people are always looking for original content. So you are going to make more tweaks. And don't worry, guys, I have included a free pitch script in the guide that you can find over at katedoster.com/4 to help take the edge off of what to say. Now, I know that you might have heard all of these things before, and you're probably rolling your eyes and you're like, oh my God, Kate, we've hung out for like 30 minutes and you've told me nothing new. Well, my question to you is, not to be a jerk, but have you actually done it? Like, go ahead and tweet me the 3 blogs or podcasts that you pitched this week. Because if you're not putting in this actual effort, it's never going to work. Stop hiding behind your own blog post, your own podcast, your own videos, and get yourself out there and get yourself into front of new people. And not to go into too ranty, but lately, and if you follow me on Facebook over at katedoster.com/Facebook, it'll magically redirect you there. I've been pretty pissed off because especially in my space, there have been a lot of just cheatsters and people that are just so not in integrity. Like there was this one lady that lied like 5 times. She lied in her ad. She lied in her live webinar, which was just an embedded old YouTube video. And it just went on and on and on. And I really wanted to vomit. And that's why I need you to get out there and start spreading your message and just sort of honestly cowboying up and doing it, because people are taking advantage of your people. Even if you're like, but Kate, like I'm in the niching niche. Like who's really going to be mean to other knitters? You don't know. People could be teaching them and teaching them wrong. So it is your duty to get out there so people can find you. Okay. That's deep breath, Kate. I just get really passionate about this stuff. Really passionate. So guys, in conclusion, we are wrapping up our mega double episode. And in episode number 5, we are going to be tackling the anatomy of the perfect email. So that way, once people do subscribe to your freebie, they will be so schmitten with you that they can't help but tell their friends and pop open their wallets. So to recap, 1, you need to know that zone of geekdom, that thing that you could talk about for a million gajillion hours and it just lights you up. 2, you're going to want to know the people that really, really burn a spot in your heart that you love to pieces. Then you are going to be want to focusing on the 3 C's out of the 4. And if you want to throw in cash in the deal, by all means you can. But those other C's were your contacts, the people that you actually know right now, collaborating with others, and of course, your quality content that you're going to be getting out there daily, people. Daily. So I will see you guys tomorrow. And remember, head over to katedoster.com/4 to download your free bonus guide that goes with this episode that has scripts and checklists and everything that you need to get your first raving 517 email subscribers.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks! Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.